Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 18.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. A prayer will be offered by Representative Arp today.
Thank you. If you would want to join me in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, it is with a humble and thankful heart that we come before you this morning, thanking you for the privilege to serve the very people that you love and you care so deeply about in this great state of North Carolina. Lord, our hearts are broken. There's not a family in North Carolina that's not been touched by COVID and this terrible, dreadful disease, the loss of life or sickness of a loved one. But your mercy has shone through, and that nothing is beyond your sovereignty. Lord, as we conduct our business today, we know that your same power can give us wisdom and guidance where we're confused, afraid, and just simply don't know what to do. So we ask that your Holy Spirit infuse us with your wisdom and power, courage and might, and most of all, love for each other as part of the very privilege to serve. We ask all this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Bell is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 24th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Bell moves that the journal for February 24th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Committee reports. Clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Hastings, Hodderster, and Pickett. House Bill 142, UNC Building Reserves Certain Projects.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Suspend 1 minute.
He said in charge of bill.
Strike the previous. The clerk will read the committee report.
Representative Bradford, Howard, Setzer, Zilker, Kidwell, and Ray. Finance Committee Report, House Bill 76, Modernized Debt Settlement Prohibition, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Referred to Rules.
House Bill 107, DES, COVID Modification, Technical Changes, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Referred to Rules. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Hastings, Hodderster, and Pickett, House Bill 142, UNC Building Reserves Certain Projects.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 143, Swain County Sheriff Vacancies.
Local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Lambert, House Bill 144, Teledentistry, registered dental hygienist, administer local anesthetic.
Health, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Adams, Kidwell, McNeil, and Turner, House Bill 145, Property Protection Act, domestic violence, protective order.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Elmore, Kidwell, and Pickett, House Joint Resolution 146, rescind call for constitutional convention.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Von Hafen, Bald, Lucas, and Harrison, House Bill 147, restore state employees, teacher, retired medical benefits.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives McNeil, Hurley, Carson, Smith, and Green, House Bill 148, SBI emergency, pen register, trap and trace.
Judiciary 3, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambert, White, Potts, Christian, Baker. House Bill 149, improve access care through telehealth.
Health, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Setzer and Humphrey, House Bill 150, NCDOI, National Association of Insurance Commissioners Accreditation.
Insurance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Pittman, Carlson Smith, Hannick, and Kidwell. House Bill 151, require active time felony death motor vehicle, vote.
Marine Resources and Aquaculture, if favorable, Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Riddell, Elmore, Clements, and Paré. House Bill 152, modify school performance grades.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 153, Scotland County Recreation Center funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 154, Hope, New Parks and Recreational Facility funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 155, Hoke New School Engineering Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hurley, House Bill 156, Unclaimed Property Division Amendments.
State government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hurley, House Bill 157, Property Finder Definition and Governance.
State government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Pittman and Brody, House Bill 158, Constitutional Amendment, Life at Fertilization.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Message from the Senate, Senate Bill 31, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act, providing that the political subdivision of the state shall notify persons and businesses within their jurisdictional limit for regular or electronic mail to work requirement and estimate expenditures of $50,000 or more being let by bid of political subdivision.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 66, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to disapprove a rule related to cervid excretion adopted by the Wildlife Resources Commission and to direct the Wildlife Resources Commission to revise the rule.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Bell. I'm sorry, one moment, Representative Bell. For what purpose is the lady from Wilson, Representative Cooper Scruggs, arise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
Without objection, so ordered. And the lady's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and to my fellow colleagues. The truth is, and I'm speaking in reference to Black History Month, the truth is there is no American history without Black history. While the end of Black History Month is this week, I stand to share my thoughts. Black families have always occupied a precarious social position dating back to the antebellum period when black men and women could not be legally married, black children were not permitted the luxury of acting as such, and black mothers and fathers never knew when they could be shipped to a different plantation. Today, with rates of mass incarceration ripping black men and increasingly black women away from their children because Black History Month is about families this year, and COVID-19 killing black people at disproportionately high rates, the black family still remains under attack. In spite of the history endured by the African-American race, we celebrate these accomplishments and the continued drive to create an America in which all people will have the opportunity to be truly equal. On November the 20th, Vice President Kamala Harris, my sorority sister, said a couple of things. And she said that she was thinking about the role of the black woman and other women, about the generation of women, black women, Asian, white, Latino, Native American women, who throughout this history have paved the way for this moment. Women who fought and sacrificed so much for equality and liberty and justice for all have been the backbone of still the African-American or black family. Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker, for allowing me to speak.
Further notices and announcements. Members, as I think was already announced, there will be no recorded votes on Monday. Further notices or announcements? Seeing none, Representative Bell, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 1st at 6 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Bell moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 1st at 6 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Reading of a representative statement honoring Black History Month, whereas Black History Month is observed in February of each year, and whereas Black History Month seeks to emphasize Black history and its cultural contributions in American life and is designed to recognize and pay tribute to the many contributions of African Americans to the history, society, and culture of the United States of America, and whereas Black History Month celebrates the achievements of African Americans in the arts, civil rights, education, entertainment, government, history, law, literature, medicine, military, music, politics, science, sports, and other endeavors, and whereas this year the theme of Black History Month is the Black family, representation, identity, and diversity. Families are the foundation of African American life and a key to understanding the community's history and culture, and whereas the founding principles of this nation that all people are created equal and have the rights to be treated equally throughout their lives have there been fully realized, it has long past due to confront the deep racial inequities and systematic racism that continues to plague the United States, and whereas recent incidents of racial injustice opened the eyes of millions of Americans and the pandemic brought to light even further disparities and inequalities of black and brown communities who were disproportionately impacted by the virus and resulting economic recession. Now, therefore, it is important to support a continuous government approach for advancing racial justice and equity that focuses on healthcare, education, housing, and economic issues, as well as the justice system and electoral process. This approach is not only the right thing, but also the smart thing to do, and it benefits everyone. And witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on this 25th day of February, 2021, submitted by Representative Linda Cooper Suggs, attested to House Principal Clerk.